This message is to all the government officials and agencies that are in connection to this well-oiled machine of trafficking children through the underground tunnels, the border, and through foster care. You should have never have touched these children. You should have never, ever have separated families that never needed to be separated for your satanic gain. I am letting you know now that you cannot stop the storm that is already waging against you. There is nothing that you can do to stop what is already happening. You see, what is coming your way is retribution for all the families, for all the innocent children, because you have blood on your hands. These actions are going to happen suddenly. You are not going to know when. You're not going to know what. But all you need to know that something is coming, and it's already in the midst of happening. You see, there's more of us than there are of you. And we, the people, do not need to fear the government, but the government needs to fear we, the people. Your days of trafficking children and using them for the most sinister reasons are over. And before the end of December 2022, your end will happen. And it's not just going to happen in Arizona. It's going to happen globally. It's already begun. And there is nothing you can do, like I said, to stop it. But this message is to make it very clear that this is real. All of this evidence is in the right hands. They have it all. Just like President Trump says, we have it all.
So I'm here today because I'm a mama and I have two baby girls. Well, they're not babies, but I think they are. James and Inez, and they are my world. And I would do anything to protect them. I would literally die for them without a moment's thought. And for those of you who have children, I think you know what I'm talking about. I mean, if you think of what you would do for your child, I don't think there's anything you wouldn't ask of yourself. So it got me thinking, you know, what is the value of a single child's life? And what is the value of a child's life who isn't our own? Like, what is her little life worth or his little life worth, you know? And the sexual exploitation of children is something that isn't happening rarely. It's not happening worlds away. It's happening right here and right now. So to show you guys that, while I'm talking, there's a map right here. And if you guys look up at this map, every time a dot shows up, is it live? What's happening? Oh, there you go. There you go. Now they have it live. So every time a dot shows up, that is someone that's trading or viewing child pornography right now as we speak. So that's how prevalent this is. And I didn't really know what child pornography was. You know, we all sort of have an idea of it, and I was afraid to ask as a mother, you know, because it would be very painful to hear. And I felt like I had to ask, though, and I feel like I have to share it with you guys now, and it is disturbing, and I want to warn you, but I feel it's my responsibility to tell you guys, because it is the truth, and I believe if we all knew this, we would dedicate much more of ourselves to stopping it. So when I asked what child pornography entailed, yes, it's nude images of boys and girls under the age of 18. But now, because of high-speed internet, it's also videos very prominently, and videos of kids, and by kids I mean prepubescent, visibly prepubescent, and they make the distinction because of the internet and there's so much content, these pedophiles are desensitized. Because of that, the kids are getting younger, and the content is getting that much more devastating. So when this law enforcement officer told me this, I asked him how young are the young kids he's seeing, and he told me infants. And I have a 6-month-old baby. So I said, what does that mean? You know, like, what does an infant mean? And he said, with the umbilical cord still attached. I know it's so devastating to hear this, and I'm really sorry to share this, but I'm grateful that you guys are listening, because this is actually happening, and it's important that we know this and that it resonates with us, so that we think about this in our days and in our personal life. So I asked them what happens in these videos, and, you know, unspeakable things happen, but I'm, again, going to speak about them, because I feel like if these kids are experiencing this, the least that they deserve is for us to hear what is actually happening to them. So, no, it's not just touching, there is penetration, there is extreme torture and bondage, there is bestiality, which is having an animal penetrate the child or infant. There is incest. I mean, they said you think of it, anything you could think of, it's out there and it's being traded. And it's 30 to 50 million files a day being traded that we know of. I mean, you can see what's happening right now. And this is happening to any child and every child. The average abuser abuses between 50 and 100 children in their lifetime. Per person, per abuser, and the average person that views child pornography, between 55 and 90% of people viewing it are actually hands-on abusers or will become abusers.